now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello, I'm Andy Shilton and welcome to Shout Out.
I'm Steffi Barnett on today's show, The Neurodivergent Rhapsody.
Steffi chats with one of the organisers, Serafina.
And it's time to get singing too.
We talk to a new singing group, Enharmonic.
I think that's it. Oh,
are you finished?
Yeah, sorry.
All that and more here today on Shout Out.
Yeah, you finished? Yeah.
All right.
Hello, Terry.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
I don't know, I'm off for 1 week and you're already taking the mickey out of me in the opening.
Sorry,
who are you?
I don't recognise that voice.
My voice.
It's sounding very gravelly.
It was.
To do those voiceovers.
Yeah, for the films and the like.
Yeah.
Coming soon. It's coming soon, yeah. It's going away now, but it was really like that beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Is that where you got me to say Neurodivergent Rhapsody and not you?
No, that was just I was hoping you'd screw it up, you know. And then I'm not sure I said that. Enharmonic.
Enharmonic.
And I even asked
Harmonic
the show.
Sound harmonic.
Yeah. But the problem is, I've been reading the script for the last week saying Enharmonic because it's spelt with a big Q at the end. So, but we'll ask the guys about it when they're on in a little bit. So.
You're sacked, Shilton.
Yeah.
Putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. You see, like my grandmother used to say, "Have you got a new cassette player?" And I said, "It's cassette player, not cassette."
Oh, that's going back in history.
Yes. Does anyone know what a cassette player is anymore?
Well, no. Not I mean, we are being recorded onto cassette apparently right now. Yeah. Yeah, Rob's mum and dad are currently listening on an FM radio and recording onto cassette.
Oh, brilliant!
So hello Rob's mum and dad.
What's
Rob's mum and dad's names? Chris and Mike.
Chris and Mike, fantastic.
Hello to you.
So, and I was going to say that...
Oh, the radio's talking to us.
Listen, we're not all technical wizards like you. Some of us like steam-powered technology.
No, but we talked about this before. It's like when Lara's here, she's in her 20s, isn't she? And I turned around and she said, "What do you play out with?" I said, "They're MP3. She said, "What's an MP3? I said, "This was a track with music." I said, "How do you listen to your music?" She said, "I just click play on Spotify. It does it for me." You know?
Yeah, different world.
Yeah.
Different world.
Yeah, I'm the generation that remembers the connection between an HB pencil and a cassette.
Indeed. Indeed, so do I.
And you'd be listening to a track
splicing.
And start going like that and be, "Oh, my battery's flat."
That's right. And used to, for radio, you used to do sound effects, you used to physically splice the tape, didn't you? Have a little reel-to-reel cassette player?
Yeah.
One of those?
Yeah.
No, I'm not that old. So they were inside something you couldn't touch by the time I've...
Yeah, I had my granddad had a reel-to-reel, which I practiced radio on. I must have been about 8, 9. Yeah, little did I know.
Where it would lead
records.
You.
Do you remember records?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, I should hope so. They still sell them.
Yeah, I know. Apparently they're really popular again at the moment.
Very popular.
Popular.
If you're in Bristol, that was just to make sure that everyone in Bristol understood. Popular, okay?
Well, you're here for translations, aren't you, really?
Yes, indeed. That's all I'm here for.
So now talk to me about see, this is why you did the opening. Neurodivergent Rhapsody.
I don't need to, because it's all in the interview. Chatting to Serafina. Absolutely beautiful person. And it's all about to happen on the recording, which is MP3.
Yeah.
Art, film, authorship all seem to be the things that queer people just go down because they are truly artistic. And they must have missed me out because I haven't got any of those skills, whether it be singing or writing or art. But somebody who surely has joins me now, Serafina. Before we get into the what you've got coming up, and we mention that fully in a moment, let's go back to your childhood. And were you always attracted to art? Was it sort of painting that caught your eye or photography?
I'm very fortunate to come from a family of artists. We're mainly sort of musicians and producers and actors. We were just really lucky in the fact that my parents, I don't know, gave us lots of crafty things to play with, I guess. My mum used to sew. So there was always stuff happening, always creative things happening around us. And I think that that really meant that I started off with a really good foundation. But then when I went to secondary school and I had to pick my GCSEs, I actually dropped art. And I went kind of more into drama and went on to university to study drama. And then worked mostly in like teaching drama. And then I had this kind of burnout, essentially. And I found myself unable to work. And I was really bored at home. And I was frustrated. And I was, you know, feeling really in a dark place. And then I was just suddenly like, oh, tie-dyeing is a thing. I'm gonna do tie-dyeing. And then like, oh, I'm gonna buy myself a sewing machine. And then like, oh, I'm gonna like, yeah, get myself some paints. And it just became a sort of, I don't know, way of life, really, and a way of navigating, I guess, how I experience the world.
Did you ever think about going in and following your family, like starting a band or singing?
Yeah, I did really. Actually, I wanted to be a singer when I was little. That was my kind of first dream. But I didn't practice enough. And I've got pretty bad stage fright, especially when I sing. I just forget the lyrics and I go all wobbly. So I kind of found that I needed to do something where I could either be behind the scenes or where I could sort of present something that I'd already made or that I'd already kind of had time to spend with, that then I kind of leave people to look at without having to jump around all the time and be the main event. I do perform sometimes, you know, a couple of times a year. I did a drag performance last year, about this August last year, and that was amazing. So for the right things, like I come out of my little badger hole. But mainly, mainly at the moment it's visual arts.
Okay. Have you ever thought about going back into drag then?
I love it, but I'm like, oh, like I'm very like twee. I'm, you know, and I'm terrible at makeup. But I really would love to perform again soon. Definitely. I've got loads of ideas and pent up. Who is my drag alter ego, you know, he's really frustrated and he wants to get out there again and show his stuff. So yeah, hopefully maybe in the summer when things like perk up a bit, maybe when it's Pride, I'll feel the inspiration.
I hope you do. I hope you do.
Thank you.
Neurodivergent Rhapsody. What a lovely name. Tell us all about it.
Thank you. It's a bit of a mouthful. But I think that it does what it says on the tin. This is the new art exhibition at Centre Space Gallery in Bristol that I'm involved in. It's this week. It starts on Saturday. It's the 9th to the 13th of March. We're open every day in that time period from 11 till 6. And we've got loads of weird stuff to share with the people of Bristol and beyond. And we're so excited. We're a group of artists that met through work, you know, met through courses for neurodivergent artists, through fooling workshops, like all of these crazy different places, and we've sort of come together because we really want to share our stuff, I guess, and say, hello, we make these things, or hello, this is what I've been working on. And so I think it's absolutely amazing. Like anybody who is or knows anybody who is neurodivergent, organizing us is kind of like herding cats. Like it's quite difficult to sort of get us all in one place at the same time and organize something. So the fact that we've got 9 artists involved is absolutely incredible. And it's been a dream of mine for a really long time to bring together all of my neurodivergent friends and to provide this platform for everybody's sort of voice to be heard and experiences to be shared. So we'd love to see you if you fancy coming down to Centre Space Gallery on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday.
I tell you what, Serafina, I just love the rounding up of cats, and I think you should copyright that as a meme before it gets out.
No. I thought it was like a general thing that you're... Mel, get on that. Patent it.
Now, what have you got planned coming up? Obviously, it's more difficult for you to get everyone together than those of us looking from outside. But have you got anything planned for the future? Now you've managed to herd a load of cats, and that's almost an impossible feat, it sounds, doesn't it, when you use that analogy?
Yeah, I can't even herd one cat. I have one cat and he's unherdable. Yeah, so what's next on the horizon? I'm really hoping that this won't be the last show that we do. I'm really hoping that the next show that we do, we can extend the opportunity to other artists and build this network of neurodivergent artists that we're building. I myself am about to go into a new project with an organization called Neon Daisy, who kind of facilitate creative groups and activities for young autistic girls and non-binary people who are struggling to access school or who are not accessing school. And I also work with another organization, an arts organization called Can't Sit Still, running their Being Me Club, which is like a creative arts groups for young people that's co-produced, very much led by its participants. And we just make art. We just do something different every week. This week, we're going to do some jewelry, marble printing. We've done playmaking. We built a den last week. And it's just really like a wonderful place to, I don't know, allow the young people to experiment and be themselves. And in that way, you're able to sort of, I guess, connect with that inside yourself as well. Like, that kind of playfulness that kids often bring to the table. Like, they're so full of ideas. You can't help but be kind of inspired and motivated by being around them. And yes, yeah, so that's what's going on for me. Hopefully another exhibition, hopefully another drag performance. And I'm also involved in a theatre project that's hopefully going to happen in Cardiff later on in the year, awaiting funding. So cross your fingers for me.
I will. Got them all crossed for you, Serafina.
Thanks. Now, fingers and toes.
Before we have to say goodbye, we're going to get in your socials and website and how people can get tickets or book a place. But before we do, I want to ask you a really cheeky question. Your parents and family... are they famous? Do we know them?
Oh, so cheeky. They're not, you know, my dad is a successful composer for television and screen, but unless you're kind of like watching the credits or sort of nature documentaries kind of in the early noughties, then I don't think that you would be. You should check him out. Martin Kishko, he's also the UK's green poet. He writes fun poetry for young people and adults with a sort of like environmental theme. And these books are illustrated by Nick Park of Wallace and Gromit fame. And my mum was a television producer for years. What's her claim to fame? I think it's that she once got mistaken for Marty Pelo's wife when she was interviewing Wet, Wet, Wet. I think that's the right story. So tenuous, very tenuous links.
Well, you've given your dad actually, like a plug on the side.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't help it. Like, you know, yeah, I really wouldn't be able to do any of this without their support.
Oh, that's lovely. It's lovely. It really gives us all a boost when we get backing from parents and family. Serafina, before we go, we need to get your social media and also your website address and where people can get tickets or book a place.
Cool. In my amazing organized way, I didn't write down the website, but Google Center Space, click what's on, and it will show you details of the show. It opens on Saturday at 11 a.m. Until Wednesday at 6 p.m. You can follow me on Instagram @angelbabydarling_. And there will be details of the exhibition on there. That's probably the safest thing to do.
Right. That's a great tag, that one, Serafina. Love it. No one else is going to have thought
of that. Thank you. Angel Baby Darling. I think it's something my friend used to say sometimes.
Serafina, thank you for joining us on Shout Out. It's been lovely talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely talking to you too.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Hello, this is Talk to the Rainbow. We're an LGBTQI+ service that offers online and in-person counselling. We're the next generation of LGBTQI+ therapists. We've seen the growing mental health crisis that the LGBTQI+ community are experiencing. It's got to a critical point, and we say enough is enough. That's why we're dedicated to supporting LGBTQI+ individuals who need a safe and confidential space to talk. If this is something you're looking for, go to our website where you can meet the team and get lots more information. talktotherainbow.co.uk. Proudly supporting Shout Out Radio.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Bit of Dua Lipa and Hallucinate. Don't wait, you can push aside. Lose control. Not really your cup of tea, that one, is it?
I don't mind a bit of Dua Lipa. I was reading about her the other day. She's credited as reigniting the flames of disco music.
Oh, she's quite good. Very well known. Does produce some lovely tracks. One for.
Oh, I love Dua.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and her are like that.
That works on radio, doesn't it?
That's why I did it. No one can see just how close me and Dua are.
You know all the stars. Did you interview Sophie Ellis-Bextor a few years ago?
We've done that twice.
Because she's been back in the charts again, hasn't she, with Murder on the Dance Floor?
Yeah.
Well, she's gone straight back up the charts.
She's headlining one of the brand new prizes this year.
Is she?
Yeah, I forget where it is now.
Yeah, they tried to bring her in, but because it's the 15th, isn't it?
And, Bristol Prize, yes.
Yeah, but she's already doing one. But there could be some surprises of acts that were in previous prides, especially around the 10th.
Mm. Yeah, they were a little bit off from talking to Darren.
I told Darren that he had to get Heather Small.
Oh, yes.
Because it's such a long time ago, she gave me a big hug. I've not washed since.
We can smell.
So I need, yeah, indeed, Terry, indeed. So,
you know, I think
I'm due a hug from her.
Her lipstick was on one of our microphones for several years as well.
Afterwards.
So. And very Sonique, nice lady. Sonique, she brought a dog. Yeah. Do you remember the dog was on the stage as well?
Yes.
And he was running around underneath the desk that we were broadcasting.
She sang with S Express originally, didn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
S Express.
Yeah, and she was a DJ in New York.
Yeah. Yes, anyway, DJ in her own right. Yeah,
shall we get some news headlines?
Why
and
not?
See what's going on in the world?
Why not? This is Shout Out News. Welcome along. Aria Japia Karijo is a trans woman in Kenya working at the intersection of human rights, LGBTQIA+ rights, feminism and gender equality. And she has written this week a lengthy piece for the Rainbow Migration Network about queerness in African traditional cultures with some enlightening findings. Her essay is too long to reproduce here, but these are just a few of her observations. She says, all over Kenya and Africa, there are people like me, people using modern words such as transgender to identify with an erased past, finding something in the now in order to belong in the present. But in the Lango peoples in current Uganda, people like me were referred to as Muduku Daku, and in the Hausa of Nigeria, we were referred to as the Yan Daudu, and we occupied a space in gender that was neither man nor woman. I imagine a queer future where we have a home in each other's names with our origins of where we were born becoming only useful to identify ourselves. For Aria's full essay, see the Rainbow Migration website and also check out the many other articles and features about LGBTQIA people and international migration which are published on it. Last Thursday, just after Shoutout had aired on several of its home stations, listeners could tune in on Mixcloud to the latest in a series of ongoing Fagamuffin block parties organised by a collective of LGBTQIA plus people of colour from the London area. The transmission was made on Mixcloud, where live streams have led to a flowering of independent and grassroots broadcasting by bedroom DJs. The organisers of the Fagamuffin block parties say, get ready to dance your heart out with our renowned DJs from London coming together to create a unique experience and close off LGBTQ History Month, which was in February. This is for us to get together and have a cute kiki. Enjoy yourself as you groove to dancehall, soca, calypso, reggae and more. The online nights can be enjoyed by people in their own homes via the aforementioned Mixcloud platform, and it allows networking and solidarity. Long may they continue. And staying with the music scene, Bristol has a large number of grassroots internet radio stations, including the drum and bass themed After Dark and the reggae positive vibes of Pigpen Radio. Anyway, these local projects were joined last week by the launch of a new specifically LGBTQIA internet service available through many online platforms. KUM FM went live on Thursday the 29th. The station says, our goal is to shine a spotlight on Bristol's underground queer music scene. A spokesperson for the station says, said, the music played on our channel will host a variety of genres and formats. This could range from indie punk to hardcore dance DJs and collectives. We'll aim to focus Friday and Saturday evening shows on the city's thriving nightlife scene. And there will be genres such as techno, house, hardcore, jungle, UK garage, dubstep and drum and bass. Fittingly for International Women's Month, the Buddhist magazine Lion's Roar has a special online conference at the end of March for Buddhist women of all backgrounds, including LGBT plus women. The organisers say, discover the transformative power of wisdom, resilience and community at the Women of Wisdom Summit, a groundbreaking online event celebrating the strength and wisdom of women past and present. Over 5 days, you can immerse yourself in insightful talks, powerful guided practices and live sessions led by empowered women leaders. Each session offers insights and practical tools for personal growth and empowerment. For further information, visit allthews.lionsroar.com. In entertainment, Queer Guru web portal reports that the 2024 Bear Carnival will be taking place in Grand Canaria this and subsequent weeks, starting on March the 6th right the way through to the 20th. There is a huge programme of events taking place with parties, workshops, meals, meets and greets and, of course, plenty of opportunity for meeting bears and their admirers from across the globe. For further information, visit allthews.bearcarnival.com. And I should go, grr, there. That's my impression of a bear. And finally, we have several observations over the long weekend in which our show goes out. Excuse me. On Friday the 8th of March is International Women's Day and a chance to celebrate the links between the women's movement and LGBTQIA plus liberation politics. Many lesbian feminists have contributed considerably to the development of LGBT plus organisations, and often the opponents of our movements have been the same. Despite the claims of a handful of authoritarian feminists, most lesbian women support transgender and non-binary people, and a recent survey of thousands of gay women found around 90% support for the LGBTQIA plus movement, for sexual liberation and for gender diversity. Meanwhile, we also send our greetings this weekend to Muslim LGBTQIA plus people and their friends. They will be preparing for the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, which commences on the evening of Monday, that's March the 11th. Ramadan is a time of daylight fasting and charitable works and will culminate in the Eid al-Fitr festival in early April. If you are observing Ramadan, we send our greetings and may you have a blessed month. Well, there's always more LGBTQIA plus news on our website. Why not check us out at shoutoutradio.lgbt. For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
How's it go, Terry?
Grr.
Grr.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Bit of Sam Feld, Show Me Love. It's a remix of an old Robin S track, that one.
It is, yeah. Yes.
They're called Show Me Love. So I'm trying to think when that was. A long time ago, actually, when that came out.
Well, so I have both versions, and they're both... I'm not sure. Usually I like the originals of everything, but that's quite a good remake, isn't it?
I always think it's quite a nice knob when you're listening to something, and especially the youngsters don't know that it was a sample from a previous track, and they're like, oh, this is a new Shirley track, isn't it? So anyway, very warm welcome to Rob and April. Welcome to Shout Out. How are you both?
Very well. Thank you for having us.
Lovely. Nice to meet you.
Why have I not got any volume on you? We're on that one. Try that. Say that again. Say hello.
It's very nice to
meet
you.
Oh, there
you.
We go. So, now we're talking about a new singing troupe, group. What do you call yourself?
Choir.
Choir.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that makes more sense, doesn't it? Yes. So, I keep pronouncing the name wrong too, and it's now all being recorded by your dad, lovely, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So, give us a bit of background. How did it all come about? When did it start? And how long have you been going, kind of thing?
So, do you want to have another go at pronouncing it?
Enharmonic. I will get there.
I never get it right either.
So we started a couple of months ago. A group of us were looking to start a new venture. The name, I'll give you a bit of background of the name. So it actually comes from a musical term, which is a term that means when two notes are written differently, but they actually mean the same thing. So it's two letters that actually mean the same thing. And we wanted to link it to how, you know, we use letters and names within our community. But the thing that underpins us all is the fact that we all love music, and that binds us together.
You mean like a C sharp also being a D flat?
What enharmonic means. Ah. Yes. Yeah.
Didn't know it had a name.
It has a name, and we changed the C to a Q to represent queer. Collectively, nice. For our community.
Right. And that's why I kept saying it wrong, because it's capital Q as well.
It's a capital Q at the end, yeah.
I'll get there. Yeah. How many strong are you so far?
So there are four of us set it up. So I'll make a shout out to Suzanne, Emma and Karen.
Hello, Suzanne. Haven't seen you in ages. Yes. You should be here.
So I'm the musical director of the choir. And Suzanne, Emma and Karen helped four of us set it up. So big shout out to them. We're now around 16, 18 members. Maybe so. In 2 months, we've grown quite substantially.
Quite impressive for two months.
Yeah. We meet weekly on the borders of Knowle and Bedminster. So that's where we are physically located.
Cool. Is it in like a hall or something? Or
it is. Yeah. If you want to find out more information, I'll let you know. I'll let your listeners know at the end how to get in touch with us to find out more details of how you can come and try us out.
Cool. Yeah. But it's in the proper place, not like in someone's front room or something.
Yeah, it's not a front room affair. No, it's in a proper hall with facilities and everything, all the usual things you need, and it's completely accessible as well.
Marvellous. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And it's an age old kind of question. I mean, what kind of music are you intending to do? And
so that's one of the reasons for setting up. So I was very keen to try out different styles, a broad mix of styles as well, and also I compose my own music.
Well, nice.
And I arrange, so it was to give that a platform as well for a group of singers to try. So we'll be singing some brand new songs that have never been heard before as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's very it's quite daring, yeah, but very exciting. And just to do a mix of styles, so we're not pinning ourselves down to a particular style.
That must be quite nice, though. Yeah, I mean, because when you write something and you envisage it in your head, it's never. I don't know if it's the same for you, but when you actually hear people on a stage singing it back at you, it's very rewarding.
it's very rewarding for the singers too.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, singing is it's a fantastic activity. It's so good for you. It's been proven, you know, in many scientific studies that it's very good for you for very many different reasons, but the main thing is it's the community feeling, that sense of community that it gives you.
Yeah, is that one of the drivers behind it though? I mean, obviously the whole point of a choir is singing and the like, but you know, I mean, you could just go and sing and or join another choir that's out there. Was a lot of this about the community side of it too?
Well, just to explain, we're still finding our identity, if you like, but we sit somewhere between what you might call a community choir and a performance choir, a professional choir, so somewhere in between that. So we want to be a choir that still does performance, you know, that we're aiming to do that performance. So, but we're not auditioning as such,
right?
But I do very simple vocal assessments with each member, and that's really just to find out where you prefer to sing in the range of voices. We're somewhere in between the two, but I mean, I would say that all choirs are community, you know, because it brings community together. You know, even a professional choir, you know,
they're all friends,
a community of people who have got a shared goal, you know, and in just joy in doing that activity together.
So is it something you're intending to also do with musicians, or is it going to be occasion by occasion, or are you going to be 100% vocal?
So we primarily want to do a cappella singing, but we also do accompanied songs with a piano. So we have a lovely pianist who has joined us, who is supporting us. So it will mainly be a cappella or accompanied, but not orchestral or anything like that, no.
I'll never say never.
We'll never say never,
I don't think we've had an orchestra on here yet, have we?
I don't think it'd fit, do you?
you know what I mean.
I'll measure the studio, see.
I don't even know if we have an LGBT orchestra. Perhaps someone should set one of those up too, and we could have accompanying things, couldn't we?
Somewhere in the world has already done that.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm not about it now.
So if you're listening, get in touch.
So, and gearing up for a first performance, I believe.
Indeed, and that will be at the Hand in Hand Festival.
Something
August,
rather close to your heart,
I believe. Over to April.
April.
About what that is about.
Yes, so I sit on the festival planning committee, and there is going to be a huge festival in Bristol at the Beacon for the entire weekend, on the weekend of the 14th to the 16th of August. I hope I've got that date right.
That
I know it's
right.
The middle of August. So we've been lucky enough to work with the Beacon, and there will be over 40 choirs from all over the UK and Ireland coming along to enjoy the weekend. But this is also an opportunity. I've checked it out. If you'd like to be a volunteer this weekend, we'd be very, very happy to have you along, because one of the things that really makes this work is actually our volunteer team, as well as all the choirs. So if you want to be a part of this and actually see loads and loads of people from different parts of the UK singing lots and lots of different stuff, if you'd like to go to the... If you do an internet search for Bristol Hand in Hand, you'll come across our website, scroll down to the bottom, and if you're interested in knowing more about being a volunteer with us, then please do. We'd love to have you along. The more the merrier.
So tell us a little bit about Hand in Hand. Is it a new thing? Has it been going for a few years? Or?
So Hand in Hand has been going for many years. I think it started in the 2000s in London, and I think it was hosted with the Pink Singers, who are a very, very well-known choir in the London area, and they're well-known nationally. It happens every 2 years in the UK in different various parts of the UK. It's been in Manchester, Cardiff. I think I'm looking at Rob because I can't remember. Oh, Brighton, I think it was in 1 year. I think that was possibly one of the first ones I went to.
One was over in Ireland as well, a few years back, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was one in Dublin. And it's a huge event. So there are many choirs that have been going for many years, and you get the opportunity to perform in your choir, but also to go around and hear lots and lots of other choirs sing. And they could be choirs of like three people, so they're groups, or they could be huge choirs that have got like 80 people on stage. Some are well known, some are starting up. But the biggest thing, again, is another thing down to this community. You get to spend a weekend in amongst a whole community of people from different backgrounds.
And is it aimed at LGBT plus choirs, or is it just choirs in general?
No, it's a purely LGBTQ plus event. So
Oh gosh, you're going to have a lot of people then if you've got 40 odd choirs coming.
We currently got about 1,300 performers registered, so
gosh,
there are going to be a lot of people in the Beacon that weekend.
Yes, well, lovely venue.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful in there, isn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely beautiful.
The acoustics are supposed to be out of this world.
Yeah, there's three different performance areas, so, you know, there'll be at least three choirs performing at any one time, so...
Cool. And when the event's happening itself, for those that are just in the public, is it a ticketed thing? Have you got a...
Well, there'll be a huge gala event on the Saturday night, and we're working with the Beacon at the moment. We're hoping to sell tickets for that event, so...
Cool. But, I mean, for the rest of them, is it just...
But, yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, because we were a pirate station, weren't we? BCFM?
People like Pat and Steve Satan and many of the people, Nitro, all those stars, they've all done pirate.
But just so we don't get BCFM in trouble, it was never a pirate radio station.
We're an off-call
licensed radio station. Yes, of course, sorry, listeners. Of course it was never a pirate station.
It genuinely wasn't. It's never been pirate.
No. I just said that, I agree.
But many of the people involved with it have
been. A lot of people.
As indeed lots of people in community radio generally.
Yes, our lovely friend Steve Satan. We started
as an insert into his book. What a name, Steve Satan.
Yeah, but that was only one of his pseudonyms.
Oh, yeah,
Colin W. Muesli Bar, he was.
Did he have three or four shows on Radio Caroline, didn't he? He used different names.
Colin W. Muesli Bar was his original, as he'll tell you, when he was on Radio Caroline.
Are we supposed to have, radio names then?
Well, some people do.
I mean, you got one?
It does Thursday Drive Time.
Nitro.
DJ Nitro.
Yeah. What would Steph be? Miss Collywobble.
Miss Collywobble.
Well, we could have a go. I'll try making a jingle, but...
You used to say that she was a Time Lord, didn't you? Like
no,
the Doctor.
I never said that. She just declared that. Just,
I didn't. That was Terrence.
Was it?
Because you said I had two hearts, so I got to be a Time Lord. So I've just popped in from Gallifrey.
Well, Doctor Who's coming back soon anyway. I think it's late April. I think it's around Easter.
Chuti Gatwa.
It's Chuti Gatwa, as the Doctor. And he's very good as well. I think he's going to be
superb.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good in the role. And we like Doctor Who.
We do.
Yeah. It was World Book Day today, and one of my friend's little boys wanted to go as Tom Baker. I thought that was pretty impressive that somebody, a young person would know who Tom Baker was, or is, still alive. Still
and it's International Women's Day on Friday.
On
if you listen to this show on Friday, and many stations broadcast it then,
it's International Women's Day.
Or if you're listening now, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you're listening on the stations on Saturday.
She'll go on.
And if you're listening on the repeat, on Ujima Radio on Monday.
It. Oh, well, never mind.
You did miss it, but it's Ramadan starts tonight. Yeah. Oh, so
and there's
hello
a repeat
Jordan
on BCFM just before Ujima.
There is, isn't there? We've got the 2 o'clock slot.
Anyway.
Gosh, taking over the world.
We can't be that far off. What, we 3 weeks and the clocks go forwards and summer gets...
End of March.
It's Easter weekend and the clocks will go
really
forward
early.
During Easter weekend. Yeah,
really early this year, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That's a long weekend, isn't it? Is it two bank holidays?
Yes, it's Friday, Good Friday, Easter Monday, isn't it?
Friday, and I'm working Monday. Both.
Yeah.
Oh, and so are you, Mr. Star.
I'll be with you on the radio on Good Friday. I don't know about Easter Monday, but I'll try.
Now, that show's a bit different then.
Well, I'm afraid your radio's run out for today. You'll have to leave it till tomorrow. That's it for another week. If you are interested in getting involved with LGBT radio, we would love to hear from you.
We're looking for volunteers to get involved. And didn't you just say that? Was there an echo in the studio? Did you just read my part?
No, I didn't. I read mine.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye now. Have a lovely weekend.
If you want to get involved, contact us, shoutoutradio.lgbt's place you want to go. Next week, it's the sanctity of sound. But from myself, from Terry, from Ez, goodbye to Rob's parents. You can press stop in a minute. Say bye, everyone.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.